So I just wanted to come on and start with, I haven't talked about sew-ins, so I just wanted to talk about sew-ins, and I approve. I agree. I get it. That's one thing that I said when I got this one. I was like, okay, I get it. I understand.
Welcome to the Proud and Curly Podcast, the podcast all about celebrating naturally curly hair. I'm Sierra, your host and founder, also known as C. Johnson on YouTube and Instagram, and you, my girlfriend, are in the right place. Every week, you'll get new insight and curlspiration on how to manage and maintain your natural curls. It doesn't matter if your hair is a wavy 2A type, a kinky 4C texture, or if you're anywhere in between. After the episode, the conversation always continues on the Proud and Curly Instagram page, so be sure to follow us there. This episode of the Proud and Curly Podcast is brought to you by Proud and Curly Share Your Story. If you're learning to embrace your natural hair, we want to hear about it. What's your hair story? This show is made up of beautiful hair journeys and lessons from people all around the world, but no story is exactly alike, so we want to hear yours. Tell us a story about a hair mishap, adventure, or you can share an inspiring message for everyone to hear. This is your time to share your story and be featured on this podcast. To learn how, go to proudandcurly.com/pages/share-your-story. Let's start the show.
Hi guys, welcome back to the Proud and Curly Podcast. I get so excited when I can finally do the podcast. I know it's been a little minute. I always say this, and it's so embarrassing. But I have plans for you guys. I'm about to be working for you guys. I'm about to be out here. Y'all about to get this content. Get ready. Especially 2020, January. We gotta come back. Like, I've been gone for so many times, so just stay tuned. I'm gonna be announcing something soon, but it's really just more content for you guys, so just get ready. Just, you know, go ahead and subscribe and, you know, clear some space on your phone because we're gonna be uploading podcasts, okay? So today I'm coming on here looking quite different. If you are with us watching on YouTube, we have the video experience on YouTube, so be sure to check us out at Proud and Curly on YouTube. All of the episodes are there, and yeah, sometimes you just want to see what people are talking about, see what kind of curly hair they have, see what I'm looking like, you know, just kidding, just see, you know. And then today I'm talking about my hair, so it's kind of helpful if you're seeing it, but if you're not seeing it, today we're going to be talking about sew-ins. I have my first sew-in ever in my head, and I curled it today, so it's cute. Because I want like this cute little like curly bob look, but really it's like body wave hair, so it's like a break from my hair. That's the whole goal of this hair, is to give me a little break, and I got a little closure going on. Hopefully it looks all right, you guys. I haven't done this closure and like baby hair and like blending thing for a while. I used to wear wigs a lot, kind of a lot, but I haven't really worn wigs in a long time. Oh my God, I just feel good talking to you guys. So today I'm gonna be talking about this sew-in and my thoughts on sew-ins in general, since this is my first one. Just a little bit of a review, you know, like, I'm really surprised, like, as soon as I got in my hair, like, I never knew how I would look with the sew-in. In high school, I had bad experiences of people, like, looking very bad with the sew-in. And then I never, like, thought I would want a closure kind of deal. Like, I didn't really fix this closure up, so it probably could have some work done to it. But I feel like it's fine. Like, it's fine as far as, like, just a natural thing. And my head's kind of big, so I don't know if we can make it any flatter than it is. My head's big, you know, that's just my head. But, so I was always just like on the edge of getting a sew-in, like in high school is when it was really big to me. I know people still get sew-ins a lot, but since I went natural, like I never really thought about getting a sew-in. I just thought about wearing wigs because I can just take it off and be like with my hair. I don't know how to braid my hair down, so I could just put my hair in a bun under a wig. So that was a part of like why I never had a sew-in. I just did not think it would look good on me. I knew that my hair, as far as leave out, would not work out, especially in high school. I got micro lengths and I had that leave out, and I was trying to blend my hair, straightening my hair so much to blend it with the straight micro links. And if you guys want to see the videos that I'll be talking about, like with my hair, like what I used to do to my hair and any videos about micro links, go to Proud and Curly's YouTube channel, because I'm actually posting all of my videos from my old YouTube channel. Well, my YouTube channel, C Johnson, where I used to post like videos about my hair. I'm going to be posting like my top videos on Proud and Curly only. And C. Johnson is all about that vegan life right now. Like, I am chefing it up over there. So if you guys are interested in like healthy cooking, lifestyle, veganism, what that even is, like how to cook that and how do I even eat. I've been vegan for coming up on 3 years in March. So we're doing pretty good. But I'm loving it. I get to be so creative when I cook, and it's really fun and so delicious, so good. Like I don't have stomach aches after I eat, unless I like, of course, eat too much or like eat something very, very greasy. But like, y'all, I made mac and cheese for Thanksgiving. Sorry, this video is gonna be a little chatty, but I made mac and cheese. We haven't talked in a while. It's gotta be a little chatty. So I made mac and cheese. Y'all, just if you, I don't know what to say. Like, I have been scared to make mac and cheese the whole time I've been vegan. That's the only thing that I'm like, okay, now if I can't find a good mac and cheese recipe, like if I can't make mac and cheese, then I don't know about this. Like, I'm not sure if I could do it. So I've been distracting myself for like 2.5 years. And last year Thanksgiving, I did try to make mac and cheese. Someone write about it. It wasn't it. Mm-mm. Would never try that recipe again. But this year, y'all, I've been like searching low key, following other vegan chefs and stuff. And this girl, Sweet Greens Vegan, I'm just gonna shout her out. We're doing a little blurb about veganism. I'm sorry, but yo. The mac and cheese is banging. So if you guys are interested in that, I would welcome you over to my YouTube channel, C Johnson. And I will be sharing all kinds of like recipes for the holidays. I'm calling it Veganmas instead of Vlogmas. So, you know, check me out over there sometimes, you know. I'll be over there too. And I'll be over here. And I'll be just doing the most. So, just, you know, give me a little support. Just give me a little watch, a little like. We'll subscribe over there too. I would greatly appreciate it. Girl, I'd be tired. Okay, anyways, that being said, I got the sew-in last week before Thanksgiving. Yes, this video is timely. This might be the only super timely video, but I got this sew-in done and I have been loving it. When she finished sewing it up and curling me up, and I turned around, I said, oh, we should have been done this. I was like, oh, why didn't I do this like 5 years ago? I could have just been done. Like, I could have just ready to wake up, ready to go. And the hair was curly. Girl, the curls lasted for like 3 days, 4 days. I did not do anything. She was like, flexi wrap the top and wrap up the bottom and put it in a bonnet. All I did was wrap it up and put it in a bonnet. This closure was fine. I ain't flexi rod nothing until today. I curled it, so I'm gonna probably try to flexi rod it just because I like the curly look. But I wanted to see it straight, you know. I wanted to see it long and straight, and it was cute. Okay, so, you know, I don't know. I used to look down upon sew-ins because sometimes I feel like people try to hide their hair, but I really think this is a good protective style because none of my hair is out besides these edges right here, which will curl up on you or curl up on me. They curl up like crazy. I just laid them down, so that's why they're behaving. But other than that, I don't have to worry about my hair. Now, there is one large con that I don't know if this is a normal thing or if everybody has to go through this or like what, But yo, my scalp was like, My scalp's already itchy when I get regular braids. But now that I have the sew-in, every night, it's been getting better now, but like every night I'll get just itchy, just scratching everywhere, scratching under here. And I'm like, is this worth it? Is this gonna stop? Y'all, it's been very itchy, and I don't understand. Like, I don't know if that's just me. I don't know if you guys have heard Corey's episode, and she talks about being relaxed and still what number episode is she? Okay, Jazzy Loves. It's playing her video right now. Check out Jazzy. I'm up here trying to plug some other episodes, and then Jazzy just comes up like, what about me though? Have you guys seen Jazzy's episode? Definitely check her video out as well, and her Instagram. She's always doing so many cool like hair tutorials on YouTube. Okay, sorry. Anyways, I'm up here trying to find Corey. K Nicole, I am K Nicole. Y'all, my phone, I'm not in Instagram right now. Jazzy is not happy about. Okay. What just happened? Okay, episode number 5. If you guys have not heard episode number 5, How to Love What You Got, even if you still have a relaxer with K Nicole, definitely go listen to that, because in that episode, that's where I also was like, okay, I don't think I should get a sew-in, because she was like, yeah, I would get sew-ins, and I would have my mom, like, her mom is a beautician. Her mom's a beautician, and her mom actually did my sew-in. Her hair company, and I'll put a link to her Instagram and her website down below, but her company is called Bella Indie Hair, Bella Indie Beauty on Instagram, and this is her hair that I'm wearing. It is so soft. It's really soft. Like, my wigs don't be this soft. Oh, when I first got it, I was like, ooh, now this is soft. Like, I know my wig's a little old, but like, I'm missing out over here. And she also did the install, and if you follow her on Instagram and you live in the Atlanta area or really near what's this called area, like Atlanta, Buckhead, Norcross area, her shop is in Lilburn. But if you are looking for some hair and some deals, she always puts deals on her Instagram, so be sure to follow her on Instagram. Because this was like a deal right before Thanksgiving. They were having like a early Black Friday deal. So it was super inexpensive. It was like a free install. All I had to pay for was the hair. And yeah, she braided me up. I came washed and blow dried. And now I'm ready to go. And then she's talking about, oh, you can wear this for, I'm all over the place. But anyways, her mom does hair. And so I had to do a little plug, you know, support. But her mom does hair. And in episode 5, she was talking about how her mom would do her hair in the past. And like one of Corey's first sew-ins, she would be like, I gotta take this out. Like literally the same night, she would be like, I would have my mom cut the hair out, like cut the sew-in out, because my scalp was just so itchy. And I was like, and so, like, right before, literally on Wednesday, I think I made the appointment. I was like, does she have any spots? And she was like, oh, you were trying to get a sew-in? And I'm like, yeah, but I'm scared because you said, like, you had to take it out the same day. And, like, I don't know, like, is that going to happen to me? And she was like, oh, no, like, I'm good now. Like, I don't have that problem anymore. I don't know what was going on. My scalp was just super itchy. And I was like, oh, so I should be all right? And she was like, yeah. And so I got it and everything was fine when I got it. I'm just naturally, I know when I get braids, like cornrows, my scalp itches. It does. My hair is like pulled apart. There's parts of it that are like exposed longer than usual. My hair likes to be free. It likes to just curl up and do things and frizz up and stuff. So it was like, oh, wait a minute. I'm not getting my moisture from my hair. We gonna need some. So my scalp's been a little itchy, but, and I didn't bring it down here. I'm going to bring down something that's been very, 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 very helpful, and this is not sponsored at all, but their products are really good, and I tried their products before, this particular product, before I even ever had a sew-in, and I think I had crochet braids, and I used them, and it's like a hair product that's good for, that's good for protective styling, and it's called Girl in Hair, or Girl Plus Hair. And I'll show you the products that I have, but they have this, it's like this oil, and that's what I've been using. Like the first day or two, the first 2 days I had to use that, and it really, really helped calm down my scalp, but I stopped using it so much, and just, I've just been like trying to massage my scalp because I know that that's still in there, because it made the hair so oily. So I went ahead and washed the hair over the weekend, and then I let it just kind of dry naturally, and it got straighter because I didn't curl it or anything or put any flexi rods or anything in it. So now I just curled it, and the hair is still pretty good, y'all. So yeah, that's pretty much the tea on this sew-in. Y'all are going to see this sew-in for a while. Oh, that's what I was saying. Y'all are going to see this sew-in for a while, because when I was leaving, she was like, yeah, and you probably could take it out in like 6 to 8 weeks or something like that. And I was like, "8 weeks? 2 months? You're telling me the end of January? Oh." Because I literally just went into this like, I just need a break. I just need a break from my hair. Like, I'm about to do something to my hair, and I'm not ready. So I just need a break. And here we go. 2 months. And the cool thing about sew-ins is that you can keep the hair and put it back in. I don't know if I'll put it back in right after. I'll probably give myself some time, give myself a break. But I really like this hair, and I could put it back in, I could dye it, I could cut it. So that's one thing. If I don't cut it, then it'll still be like fresh the next time I use it. But we'll see. You guys will see, clearly. But I'm about to record a lot of episodes, so it might just look like this for a while. But you know, at least I have content. At least we're consistent. And it's, I have some really cool ideas, so. Y'all, thank you so much for watching this episode. Let me know what you guys think about sew-ins. If you're on YouTube, comment down below. If you're listening on a podcast app, let us know on Instagram. At us. Let us know in your stories. Comment on one of our photos. Message us. I don't know. Engage with us. Talk to us. So, yeah. See, I'm itching. That's all right. It's getting better. If it's bad, y'all, this thing might just come out, because, if anything else starts going on with my scalp, if anything drastically different happens, I'll let you guys know on Instagram at Proud and Curly, so be sure to follow us on there. I'm feeling it right now, and it is a great break and a great protective style because I have braids in. Of course, I mean, anything of too much, like if I had this in too long, it wouldn't be so good to my hair. And having something like the Girl in Hair products where I can still get into my scalp, moisturize my scalp since it is extra dry now, but I think it's just also just itchy, but I can get in there with those products. That is so helpful. And also the Girl in Hair products has shampoo, conditioner, leave-in conditioner, and the oil serum kind of thing that is thick. It kind of stays on your scalp, so it's not going to be running all through your hair. But I put half the bottle on there because my hair was so itchy, and it helps a lot. Oh, and one thing I really like about the shampoo is that it has like a peppermint kind of like cooling sensation, like ingredient in there. When I was younger and I used to get my hair done, and I used to have a really itchy scalp when I got a perm, I used to get this like it was like this cooling shampoo. I have no idea what it was called, but he would put this cooling shampoo in my hair and it would feel so much better when it's itchy. So I can't wait until I actually wash my scalp with this in, because she was like, yeah, go ahead and wash the whole thing, wash your hair, like wash your scalp. And I was like, okay, I have just the thing for that. I have what I need. And so I'm excited to use that because I know that'll help with the itchiness because it has that cooling effect. So check out Girl in Hair products. I'll link some down below in the show notes. So if you guys want to check that out, I'll link some to Amazon or something like that. But yeah, I'm really excited about this sewing and you guys are going to be seeing it a lot. So I just wanted to come on and start with, I haven't talked about sew-ins, so I just wanted to talk about sew-ins, and I approve. I agree. I get it. That's one thing that I said when I got this one. I was like, okay, I get it. Mm-hmm. I understand. And she was like, yeah. Corey was like, yeah, you joined the party. You joined the fam. I was like, okay. Might be coming back in about 2 months. Might let my hair out for a week and come back. Like, I just want to put my hair away for some time. My hair has just been like, and it's the winter time, like you have to be extra, like putting extra moisture in your hair because it's colder outside, so you just need to protect your scalp more. So I feel like this is a perfect time for me to have a sew-in. It's cold, like I don't really want my hair to be out, because if I'm doing like a wash and go and it's like wet and then I'm going out and it's cold, then I'm just like, ooh. You know, like I'm just like, ooh, let me just not, like let me not do that. I would recommend it to you guys to try if you haven't tried a sew-in. Let me know down below in the comments, like I said, what you think of sew-ins. And if you don't recommend them, let me know. I don't know, girl. This is my first time. Give me some. Let me know. You guys might have experiences that I would know about. So let me know what you think. I'll see you guys next Thursday. We're on Thursday now. We're uploading on Thursdays. Soon that will, I'll update that. It'll soon change a little bit. But we're uploading this month on Thursdays. So catch you guys next Thursday with another episode, actually an interview, which I'm really excited about. It turned out really good. And I can't wait for you guys to hear it. So I'll see you guys next Thursday. Bye.
All right, that's it for today's episode. Thank you so much for listening to the Proud and Curly podcast. If you like the podcast, please show your support by leaving a rating on the Apple Podcast app. It helps me so much, and it also helps other people find the show. Special thanks to Terrence Esquire Huggins for producing the music in this podcast. You can always check out his website, SoundCloud, and follow him on social media at EsquireMusic111. All of his links are in the show notes. If you're looking for more curly content, be sure to follow us on Instagram. But until next week, stay proud and curly.